Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can control your health and your family's health. And it's not that hard. It's the joy of doing it. Now, we've gotten some emails from our last hour guest. By the way, some of the stations carry the first hour, some carry the second hour. RadioMD.com. You can always get, if you're out of your local radio network station's viewing, listening area, at RadioMD.com. You, by 7 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, that's 4 p.m. West Coast Time, they'll post the show so you can hear any of those sections you wanted to hear again, and you can hear the ones you missed, if you will, for the first time or repeatedly at RadioMD.com. Just go to You, the Owner's Manual, click on the archives, and you'll see it there. Someone has emailed, give me another example of one of David Agus's book chapters in A Short Guide to a Long Life, so I'm going to do that. David Agus was our guest in the last hour. He has written The Lucky Years, talking about these incredible advances that are happening in medicine now and how, like he, I get the kind of belief that he believes, just like some of our other guests and my favorite guest of call, of course, Ray Kurzweil, who says that by 2024, it's likely, certainly by 2030, we will be able to become immortal, and you got to stay healthy so that when you are immortal, you're going to be healthy. He's the chief innovation officer at Google, the guy who predicted to the day when Big Blue would beat the chess champion, the guy who's predicted so many of our changes, including the computing power. But David Agus is like him. He's one of these real innovators and forward thinkers. So in this book number 7, A Short Guide to a Longer Life. Grow a garden. This should be a mandatory rule for anyone with children, especially young ones. They know of no better way to teach the principles of health and good eating than to show kids what real food looks like in the growing phase. This will force you to learn what blooms in May versus what crops up in December. And there's just nothing you can buy in the grocery store or at your farmer's market that compares nutrition-wise with the food you pick a few feet from your kitchen and use immediately for cooking or just eat raw. Excuse me for a second. I apologize, I had to cough. Don't panic if you live in an itty-bitty apartment or lack a green thumb. Be willing to experiment. Start with easy plants that work in your climate and space. Your local nursery will be able to give you all the details and equipment you need. Think pot, soil, seed. You needn't own an acre or even have a large amount of unused area in your yard. A simple window box will suffice. You can just start by growing herbs and spices. I think those are great. John LaPuma taught me that. Parsley, basil, mint, sage, things that are easy. Then graduate to some of the more advanced crops as your space allows, such as peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, green beans, snow peas, lettuce, and Swiss chard. In some places, you can grow a garden all year round and rotate which crops you're cultivating based on the season. Better yet, make this a community effort and join forces with neighbors. Split up who grows what and share in the bounty. Now, that's a neighborly cause for a good cause, and good cause for all of your neighbors, community health. So that's the type of thing that David Agus has in his book, A Short Guide to a Long Life. And in fact, that's one of the keys. I've been watching, tried to watch some of the news programs today, and they're all about the Iowa caucuses, or that kind of dates when we're on, but they're all about politics and the presidential race. And you say, we're not a red nation or a blue nation. What's going to dominate? I believe we're a needlessly sick nation. Why will that dominate? Because in April, all the insurance companies are going to go for their rate increases, and they're all living on deficit. That is, they're all living on the reserves right now. Excuse me again. They're all living on their reserves right now, which means they're going to have to raise rates. And the numbers I heard this week were between 30 and 70%. for states like California and even Colorado and Ohio and New York and Massachusetts and New Hampshire, all of these states, let alone Louisiana, which is at the higher end. And that's because chronic disease has now gotten us. We're actually beginning to have a lot of chronic disease in our population, and we're having to pay for it. It's not just the runaway pharmaceutical costs. It is chronic disease. And that chronic disease is expensive, and we're just catching up on it. So I expect that these companies will go to the insurance regulators in April with their costs. That's when most states require it. And that sometime in September, October, the rates for next year get announced. That's before the election. And that, I think, will have a major influence on the election. Well, and it's not due to Obamacare. It's whether you're privately insured or on the exchanges, whether you're Medicare or Medicaid, etc. All of these things are going to be increasing greatly because of the influx of chronic disease and its treatment. It's huge changes, but we'll talk about that more. What I want to talk about now, one of the stories of the week, Well Beyond Wellness story, long-term marijuana use is associated with worse verbal memory in middle age. What is this? Well, it was of 3,499 participants were assessed at age 25, and again 25 years later. And over this last 25 years, what's happened? Well, it turns out that for every two people who've used marijuana, there's a 7%, that is, not everyone gets this, but half of the people get it, and they get for every 5 years they've used marijuana, they have a 7% decrease in verbal memory. That is, in the memory you can spout out, talk about, that all of us care about as we get older. So if you've used marijuana from age 25 to age 50, 25 years, you have a one-third deficit. You have a 50% chance of having a 35% decrease in your verbal score. That means of having essentially being one-third less able to communicate, less able to remember verbal things. It's an enormous change, an enormous cost for society, because these people will be less productive from age even 40 on. At age 40, they've got about a 20% decrease in their verbal scores. So this is amazing, amazing, big thing. And so it means that another cost for medicine and for all of us sharing. So I believe we're going to have to go, as Dr. Aga said, to a more individual responsibility. You will see insurance rates, I think, typed like life insurance rates, that are individually tagged to your health and health scores based on objective measures. And so more and more corporations, I think, will do what Cleveland Clinic has done. Cleveland Clinic has all these free programs to help its employees get to six normals: normal blood pressure, no cotinine or tobacco end products in the urine, normal LDL cholesterol, all things you can do with or without drugs. And what they found is we've flattened the cost curve, so we haven't had an increase in the last 4 years. You can do that on your own by getting to those six normals. When we come back, my favorite segment of all, that's with Gary Ginsberg. And what are we going to talk about with Gary? A whole bunch of things that are great. Is it just bad luck, or do toxic chemicals make you fat? Underage drinking in Tennessee, why is it fatal? Safer flame retardants, they're found surprisingly in high levels in indoor air. What should you do about it? And for year two, a town in upstate New York has PFOA problems, and does it have cancer? Well, Gary's going to straighten us out when we come right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well and take control of your health.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution. Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natron.com, promo code RADIOMD. More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where we hope you'll stay well. This is my favorite segment of our show, of, in fact, both hours of our show. Nothing teaches me as much as Gary Ginsberg in his segment, What's Toxic, What's Not. Gary, thank you for being here.
Mike, you're incredibly complimentary. I come on the show every week just so that I feel good about myself. Thank you. So this is such a big pick-me-up. But no, you do such a great job. It is fun to be on with you.
Well, let me ask you, is it just bad luck, or can toxic chemicals make you fat?
You know, there are cases where people don't seem to have a big genetic predisposition in the family to being obese. You know, it's not based upon too many calories and not enough exercise. You know, the classic thing that we think about why people get obese and why we think that the youth of America is heavier than they should be, you know, the old sedentary, too much time in front of a screen. But there can be, there's an evolving scientific literature on what we call chemical obesogens. So, for example, we know that if a woman smokes during pregnancy and that those chemicals running through her body restricts the blood flow to the placenta, that there is a growth restriction in utero, the baby is born smaller, and that there is a almost like a famine type of overreaction, so that the baby, as it grows, there's a genetic epigenetic reprogramming, so that baby has a greater tendency to grow into an obese person.
Somehow, whatever the cigarettes did that limited growth, we call it failure to thrive, if you will, from cigarettes or tobacco. You can do it with chaw, although I don't see many women chawing, but you can do it with chaw, and that sets up some form of counter reaction by the body, where it tends to gain weight from that chemical.
It's an epigenetic overreaction that leads to a greater chance for obesity. And so now we're learning that there are a range of different chemical structures and classes, including something called tributyltin that had to be taken out of marine environments. It used to be used for dock pilings and other marine applications as sort of a paint and coating preservative. And that was too environmentally too persistent. It's a heavy metal, but also too endocrine disruptive for marine organisms. And now we're seeing some concentrations in seafood, especially shellfish, that may be of some worry, because it is what we're learning about tributyltin is that it's an obesogen, a chemical obesogen, especially changing the reprogramming early in life. The perfluorinated compounds we're probably going to talk about next in that story about upstate New York, another what appears to be chemical obesogen. Some of the persistent organic pollutants like PCBs may have similar endocrine disruptive traits. So it's not to blame, you know, all obesity or the obesity epidemic on our manufacturing world or on how we've gotten sloppy with chemicals, but there may well be some contribution. What do we do about that? Obviously, we have to be smarter about testing for this kind of an effect, number one, so that we don't create millions and billions of pounds of chemicals that might do this. Number two, we have to control their use and release into the environment. And number three, we have to, even if those are out there and they are in people and babies' bodies, we still have to be extra vigilant trying to make sure that it's just one risk factor. It doesn't mean it's the whole deck of cards. And we have to make sure that children have every opportunity for fresh air, exercise, and healthy food.
Now, speaking about children, where I wanted to go next was, what about underage drinking in Tennessee, and what's happening with that?
So, apparently there was an underage drinking party, 16-year-olds, that maybe because they couldn't get access to real alcohol, they drank methanol. They called it racing fuel, which is basically a very high concentration of methanol. Now, methanol is your typical wood alcohol, backyard stills. If you're not careful in the way you make alcohol at home, I don't recommend this. But you may, with wine or with moonshine, you may end up with a high concentration of methanol, much more toxic to the body. Acid forming can cause blindness, can cause lethality. In fact, Mike, you probably know this, but the antidote to methanol poisoning is ethanol, because you want to stop the methanol from getting metabolized by the body to formic acid and formaldehyde. So you give those enzymes ethanol to work on and help you excrete the methanol without it being metabolized. So methanol, much more toxic than ethanol. We certainly worry about any underage drinking because youth partying in general can get into either illicit drugs that are dangerous because they are not well tested, well specced, but also because this kind of partying could end up with badly going in the wrong direction, drinking things, ingesting things that are way more toxic than the adult versions. So, look, if kids at 16 years of age really want to have a party, I think an adult should be involved, and there should be, controlled consumption of substances that are, legal, number one, safe, number two, and adult supervised, number three.
The rules on partying, which I think are excellent. The other point you bring up is if you're going to mix a drink, if you're going to all of a sudden go off the mark and say, I'm going to try other drugs. I got a pretty good high from alcohol. Let's see what I get from other things. Don't do it. Alcohol's bad enough. Alcohol, obviously good, but don't do methanol. Know what you're drinking. And, in fact, make sure you stay with legal drugs.
Yeah, exactly. And denatured alcohol. Some people may think they've got rubbing alcohol around their house. Oh, I'll try that. That is actually denatured with methanol so that you won't drink it. That they make it much more toxic. So not a good idea to do anything with denatured alcohol but put it on your skin.
Let's talk about flame retardants. We got a minute and a half. Flame retardants in high levels in indoor air with the safer flame retardants. What's that all about, Gary?
Yeah, so we've known now that furniture and couch cushions and baby sleeping pads could contain these flame retardants, which is supposed to be doing a good thing, stopping the spread of a fire, say, in a baby's crib. And the use of these chemicals has become very controversial. Some of the more toxic ones have been eliminated. A newer wave called organophosphate, or chlorinated phosphate flame retardants, have been recently shown to be more volatile, in other words, more vapor-forming than we had originally believed. So if you have a baby sleeping with these kind of bumpers around, they may be inhaling concentrations that we didn't think would be there. We think that we had traditionally thought that these chemicals were not very volatile. They would just stay inside the bumper, and only if you destroyed the material would it get released. But now we know that just like the phthalates, the plasticizers that can move all around the house are sort of like mercury. You know that little bead of mercury that you break from the thermometer? Well, guess what? It becomes volatile and can move all throughout the house. Well, these other kinds of chemicals, flame retardants and plasticizers, the more of those materials we bring into the house, the higher the indoor air concentrations. And the main exposure is probably by inhalation for some of these chemicals rather than by ingestion of house dust. So number one is try to limit the amount of flame retardants in the house. Number two, keep the floors really clean so that house dust doesn't build up concentrations of it. And number three, of course, you have to try to have a lot of fresh air and ventilation.
And that's Gary Ginsberg. What's Toxic, What's Not.com. Go there.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Radio MD.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You know, we missed our tip of the week the first hour, and I don't want to miss it this hour, so I'm going to start it right now with our Real Age Tip of the Week. I love that music. It rouses me up. I hope it does you. We're going to talk about the right fat chance. Former San Diego Charger lineman Nick Hardwick retired from the NFL, and from his 5,000-plus calorie-a-day diet that included saturated fatty foods like a post-dinner 32-ounce tub of whole yogurt followed by a pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, he traded that in for a giant salad topped with 2 tablespoons of almond butter, mustard oil, balsamic vinegar, and hot sauce. And he lost 85 pounds in 5 months. Now, he was big, so 400 pounds down to 85. It's like a 200-pound person losing 40 pounds. Pretty good. Well, now he has a chance to play out his days in a healthy retirement. Hardwick's dietary game plan, which is to cut saturated fat and boost healthy fats, echoes what researchers from Tufts and the True Health Initiative have laid out in a new expose of dietary fat follies. Looking at data from 3.8 billion people from around the world, they discovered not eating enough if you will, polyunsaturated and monounsaturated oils, olive, grapeseed, safflower, peanut, canola, walnut, almond, contributes to more cardiovascular-related deaths and more cancer-related deaths than ever. So even than eating saturated fats. The researchers say getting 12% of your calories for your appropriate age and activity level from polyunsaturated fats is optimal for preventing heart disease. Less than 10% from saturated fat is also what should be done. In a 2,000-calorie day diet, 220 calories should come from PUFAs and MUFAs. Those are polyunsaturated fatty acids and monounsaturated fats. That's around a tablespoon of olive oil and 10 to 14 walnut halves a day. So get on the heart healthy team by passing on saturated fats and running down healthy fats instead. The real age benefit of choosing healthy fats instead of unhealthy fats, 6 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Oh, where's the music again, Ben? I love it, both ends. Anyway, that's the real age tip of the week. So we should, I'll thank Ben for that and reminding me to do the real age tip of the week. What about sleep and colds? We've got a whole mess of medical stuff to cover this week that I have not covered yet, and I'm going to hope to get to those. The first one, sleep and colds. Is there a link between sleep and colds? Well, Ask Well in the New York Times covered it this week, and they found that of nearly 60,000 women followed on sleep and colds in the Nurses' Health study, that sleep pattern did affect your risk of common colds and of pneumonia. You want to sleep at least 6.5 hours and not more than 9. Both the people who slept too little and too much had greater incidence and getting the common colds. What about vitamin C and the common cold, or zinc and lozenges in the common cold? They don't prevent it, but they do decrease the severity. So zinc lozenges and vitamin C, 500 milligrams four times a day, 2 grams extra a day, both of those decrease the length and duration of the common cold and flu viruses just as much as Tamiflu did with flu, cutting it roughly in half, shortening your period of illness. So that's really important at this time of year. That was in 60,000 women and covered in the New York Times. By the way, what's the leading thing that's disrupting sleep patterns now? It is from Pittsburgh. The University of Pittsburgh did a study on this looking at social media use, and those that spend more than an hour a day on social media were much more likely, 75% more likely, to report sleep disturbances. So social media limited to an hour a day. How do people even get an hour to do that? I can't find 30 minutes to get on social media a day, but limited to at most an hour a day, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know what the social media is, Snapchat, etc., at most an hour a day, and you'll sleep better. So under an hour a day. The next one's an interesting one, and I think I'm going to wait till we come back from the break to cover it because it's going to take me more than 3 or 4 minutes. But it's more exercise doesn't always mean losing weight. That what we really found is portion size, well, I look like I'm going to talk about it now, portion size trumps everything else. What do I mean by that? Well, Americans spend $27 billion a year on gym memberships. But once you've got 10,000 steps a day and you're doing 20 minutes of cardio 3 times a week and you're doing 40 jumps a day and you're doing 30 minutes of resistance exercise a week, you're getting about the maximum benefit for health. Can you lose more weight if you do more than that? Yes, but it's not proportionate. Once you get to do more than that, your body adjusts and says, hey, we got to start conserving calories because this person's losing too much. And so although you may do whatever is another 600 calories of physical activity each day of the week, 3,000 a week, you won't lose the full pound just by the physical activity. It is diet and portion size, the total calories you eat, that really trumps everything else in weight loss as far as we know it. So that's what this story said. It was looking at a large number of people and their weight loss and found that exercise, just increasing exercise, wasn't good enough, that the body adjusted too much. So the message, join the gym or get this piece of exercise equipment. Yes, you want to do exercise. You want to do those 10,000. But it is really portion size that trumps everything else in weight loss. Next item in the list is to prevent back pain. Orthotics are out, exercise is in. What do we mean by that? It is that any exercise program gets you back in the game and helps prevent back pain much better than any piece of equipment, any device, anything else. For the vast majority of us, it is staying with a regular exercise program that isn't, if you will, too straining. So when I play golf, I know that that's a huge strain on my back, so I can't play it more than every other day without suffering back pain. But I know that doing regular exercise, that is core muscle strengthening exercises, as long as I don't play golf every day or do things that are crazy for my back, I don't have back pain. And that's what this study said, that the recurrences of back pain are much less in these people who they studied, over 30,000 participants in back pain looking at recurrences. As long as you do routine exercise, you're doing much better than anything else. When we come back, and we've got a few seconds now, we're going to talk about caffeine and its risk of heart palpitations. I feel like I talk about caffeine a lot, but this is an important story. And then, of course, we'll cover all of the medical news. I'll give you the roundup. But first, I want to do with caffeine. It's obviously in chocolate, it's in tea, and it's in a lot of products now. Is it bad for you? And the answer we'll cut when we come back is we'll talk about arrhythmias, abnormal heartbeats, and does caffeine stimulate those in a large study done out of the University of California, San Francisco. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royce, and that's me, a show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. You get to take control of your health and of your families.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease. Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. months. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the highest point on your curve. No places that emphasize more than one of the stories this week that came out, study from UC San Francisco, which was looking at people who were drinking or didn't drink caffeine. And they found that the people who drank caffeine over years, so this is from a long-term study, that people who drank caffeine over years didn't have more likelihood of, if you will, developing new heartbeat abnormalities. That is, atrial fibrillation or flutter than those who didn't. And the reason probably is that we self-adjust. What do I mean by that? Well, if you like caffeine and if you like chocolate and you like tea and you can have it and you don't have anxiety, you don't have headaches, you don't have gastric upset, and you don't have abnormal heartbeats, you're a fast metabolizer. That is, people who have the other things are in the 12% of Americans who are slow metabolizers. The rest of us are fast metabolizers. And the fast metabolizer, you get only benefits. So once you start drinking caffeine, if you like it, you keep drinking it, you're in the study of someone who likes it and drinks it, you're not likely to cause yourself harm. Those who are slow metabolizers, yeah, they will likely cause themselves harm. So, what's the message? The message is it's unnecessary for you, if you're not having a problem with caffeine, to be discouraged by your doctor or told by your physician or by your friends, oh, you drink too much coffee. If you're okay with it, if you're sleeping okay, if you're not having anxiety, not having gastric upset, not having abnormal heartbeats, and not having headaches from it, stay with it. You're a fast metabolizer. It's good for you. It decreases diabetes, it decreases a bunch of cancers, decreases your risk of Parkinson's and of mental dysfunction as you get older. So it's something good for you. Let's now go and review everything we've done this week, as this is in what Dr. Oz's show calls, In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, what are the big stories of the week? Wellness foreplay. Zika virus, what do you need to know? If you're pregnant, you avoid Zika. If you're trying to get pregnant, avoid the places that have Zika. Live internally, inside. Don't expose yourself. Wear long leg clothing, long socks. Don't have any open skin. Don't be in an area that has Aedes mosquitoes. Yeah, so suffer a little bit so your son won't have small, or daughter won't have a small brain, learning disabilities, intellectual disabilities, and have vision, hearing, and balance problems the rest of their life. That's what Zika causes now. Since that virus has apparently mutated from the benign virus, from the relatively just a mosquito bite virus of 2 and 10 years ago. So that's when the outbreaks occurred in Africa, but it isn't anything. We didn't even think about it. There'll be a vaccine against it, but in the meantime, you protect you by not being exposed to it. Get pregnant? Great. Don't visit South America. Don't visit the southern U.S. during mosquito season. Trying to get pregnant? Same things. And we'll let you know when a vaccine comes out and if it's safe for people who are trying to get pregnant. Long-term marijuana use. Any problem? Yeah. It decreases your verbal memory. You've got a 50-50 chance of you being affected by it. It's probably, again, genetic predisposition. 50% of us have it. We don't know which 50%, yes, or how to even test it. But 50% of us, if you will have a 7% memory decline for every 5 years we smoke marijuana. So you used it for 25 years, you're 50-50 chance of having a 35% decrease in cognition at age 50, a 45% at age 60, and a 60% at age 75. You're a goner if you're in a bad risk and you've been smoking marijuana, even a joint a day for all those years. So, or a joint a week, even, it says. So don't do it. Fat wars. What's the date on fat wars? Stay with healthy fats. Substitute healthy fats. Don't avoid fat, but do avoid saturated fat and avoid trans fat. Have polyunsaturated fats and monounsaturated. Get it from canola oil and olive oil and fish oils and flaxseed and walnuts. Those are all healthy fatty oils. For weight loss, portion control rules. More exercise doesn't get you an equivalent amount of weight loss. Once you've done that 10,000 steps a day and 30 minutes of resistance exercise a week plus 40 jumps and 20 minutes of cardio 3 times a week, once you've gone past that, it is food portion control that's the key for weight loss. As we said about caffeine, don't avoid it. If you like it, keep going. Remember, no more than 2/3 of an ounce of chocolate an hour. But other than that, you can keep going on chocolate and other caffeinated things. Don't overdose it. Don't get the caffeine powder, but do get the power of caffeine in coffee. It decreases Alzheimer's, decreases Parkinson's disease substantially. So enjoy caffeinated coffee. In back pain, exercise is best. It trumps everything. What do we mean by that? Well, as long as you're doing core exercises and not twisting exercises, as long as you're strengthening your back, 30,000 people who had back pain, the lower incidence of recurrence wasn't with any device, wasn't with anything other than that. It was with just exercise and strengthening your core. What's your type? With diabetes, it can be unclear. We'll talk about that next week. We didn't have enough time this week. David Angus talked about the subject I like to talk about too, the lucky years. We're in a great period where the medical advances are occurring so fast that we will be able to stay healthy if we can make it just a few more years. And I'll come back to that in a second. There is no red America, no blue America, just a needlessly sick America. We get too much eating obesity is just an incredibly bad thing for us. So do work on portion control. If you're going to work on anything this week, go to 10,000 steps a day. And then after you do that, second thing is see if you can start eating on smaller plates, less portions, less calories, so that you can lose weight. Aim for just a pound a month after the first month. First month, aim for a pound a week for those 4 weeks. Once you've jump-started it, even if it's going on just a tomato and corn and onion soup for a day a week for the first month. We'll come back and talk about that more next week. David Ang, what did Gary Ginsberg talk about? Is it bad luck or toxic chemicals? Looks like it's toxic chemicals. If you're going to have alcohol and you're underage, don't cheat. Get the real stuff, the methanol and all the other stuff. Very bad. Be careful of using flame retardants for your baby stuff. Make sure there's no injury. And we'll be right back next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with a great new show, wonderful guest. It is Dr. Esselstyn.